This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, you go, Corey.
I think today Mike's message to all the Cowboys fans is welcome to his side. If you're ready to be there,
nope.
If you're there at this point in the season, welcome. He's going to open that door for you and let you come, you know, settle in. And Kevin, this season's it's toast, bro. It is toast.
Are you declaring it?
I'm going to go ahead. It's no longer too close to call. As you said,
we scrubbed that.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It is no longer too close to call. It is a completion. So it's over with. You might win two more games this year. You might beat Carolina. You might beat the Giants.
Beat the Giants, yeah.
All right. Well, no, you beat the Giants with Dak.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And so you might be able to beat those two teams. That's about it. Otherwise, start looking at draft pick and draft status, where you're going to be at the end of the year.
So
maybe let the Panthers win, you know?
I mean, I would support that. Then you'd have picks at the top of every round, except for
the fourth round.
Fourth round.
Yeah, except
by the way, I think that's a 50-50 coin flip. I think the Cowboys can try their hardest and still lose that game.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think the Cowboys are going to have to try the rest of the year to be like, man, I hope they don't give a great effort and lose this game.
Yeah.
They are one of the five worst teams, maybe the worst, but that proved yesterday because Dak's done for the year. They're one of the worst, if not the worst team in all of football. This is 1989.
They are a bad football team. I agree with that.
They're disorganized from their talent standpoint.
Why would you say that? I thought both quarterbacks were ready to play on one of the downs. They both ran out to the field, and they had to call one of them off.
Man,
that's weird.
That moment where Cooper Rush was going in, and they told him to hold up, and he's like, huh? And then Trey Lance just runs right in. And I was like,
you had 10 minutes before you got the ball again to figure out who the quarterback was on play one of that series, and the quarterbacks weren't told who the quarterback was?
That's concerning. Here's another thing I just want to throw out there. I think it's not just that they're bad. They're so boring. And I think that's what's going to beat me down for the rest of the season. Because look, I don't think anyone, maybe Steven at noon, will make in the argument that they still got a shot at the playoffs. But I don't think any reasonable person thinks that this team can make the playoffs. But they are so freaking boring too.
What do you mean?
Did you see that offense yesterday?
Cooper Rush was only sacked one time for a QBR of 16.4.
Oh,
he had 45 yards in those four quarters, Kevin.
He threw the ball 23 times and had 45 yards. And then Trey Lance came in and they played the Trey Lance card too early. And because they were like, oh, man, here comes Trey Lance. He was a number three pick just 3 years ago. And Jess goes, oh. And I go, here's the problem. He's not good at football. And then you saw what transpired. And again, Hopefully he'll play better, but in his career thus far, he has not been good at football.
Yeah, I mean, so you had the yards. You had at least 10 yards per quarter, Kevin. Mm-hmm. What is boring about that? Everything is boring about that. That's like the whole game is built around passing now, and you can't do it. I think the boring part of it, Kevin, is you don't have a single running back that you're excited to root for right now. Rico Dowdle is a guy that travels through your team.
I want to root for him.
That's fine. You can. But you know what? You probably won't see him next year. You know, and you probably won't see him down. Like, CeeDee Lamb's the only thing to be excited about. Honestly. Jake Ferguson is not playing like Jake Ferguson at all.
Sure.
Jake Ferguson's having a bad year. I don't know if it's injury or what it is. He doesn't look like he's in the best shape that I've ever seen him in. He doesn't look like he, I mean, 10, as many targets as he's getting, he's not getting, picking up lots of yards. CeeDee Lamb's about it. Jalen Tolbert has disappeared almost completely from the idea that he can be anything. And then on defense, Micah is exciting that he's back.
I think Overshown is exciting.
All right, you know what? You did it, Kevin. You got the three. That's the big three right there.
I have something that could fix a couple of problems.
Okay.
So number 21, that guy Carson.
Yes.
All right. He gets complete and total separation from the wide receivers. What if he's really a receiver who just gets unbelievable separation from the person that he's supposed to be near?
Because that's not what we want as a defensive back.
I change him to wide receiver. So this week, Carson is now a wide receiver. Tolbert is like glue on cornerbacks. I mean, that guy... I mean, they are stuck to each other. You would think that they were twins, though, how close they are at all the times. Why not move Tolbert to cornerback next game and be like, look, just act like you're a receiver. You get no separation. That's your job as a corner. And then Carson, you go, you get 5-yard separation every time. So maybe let's run around and see if you can get that 5-yard separation, because that would be unbelievable. So maybe you switch a wide receiver to corner and a corner to wide receiver, and you've solved a couple of problems.
There you go. Mike did it, man.
Okay.
Because Jalen Tolbert can't be worse as a cornerback than he is as a receiver. Let's be honest. Like, you can't be worse. So you try it and see. And maybe it is as bad. And then maybe the kid Carson, I know he's a young guy, he'll – hope he gets better, but
I do.
Like maybe he's not a cornerback.
And somebody just said the big four: Lamb, Micah, Overshown, and Aubrey. And there's still points where your offense can't even get close enough for him to kick a 70-yarder. Like I love Brandon Aubrey. He's a blast. But I'm excited about a kicker. A kicker.
They got a big turnover on the Eagles 6, and they got it all the way to the 6.
Okay. You know what? I was when we were watching the game, I told Jess, I was like, hey, we got the ball at the 6, and we moved it up to the 3. And she goes,
I mean, you moved it back to the 5.5 or 6.
Yeah. And she goes, oh, are they going to score a touchdown? I go, I don't think so. I do not think so. From the 817, I totally agree with Kevin. They are fun to watch. I laugh the whole time. I have to admit, I'm not in that mindset. Like, we talked about this last week, and I said, Mike, even though it's better for draft position, like, I understand totally that lose out, better for draft position. There were multiple times when the Cowboys did something, I was like, yeah, come on, go, 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 you know, because I was rooting for them. So, I have not found myself in
what
the place.
What play were you rooting for the go, go, go yesterday?
Rico Dowdle broke a tackle and broke through some people that I was like, go, 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 go. But yes, there was not a lot to love, but I'm still rooting for the Cowboys, even though long term, that's probably not best for them.
Every time something pops, even on the drive to score where Zeke lost the fumble, I was just waiting for the bad thing to happen. And like, that's how they've trained me this year for that, right?
Yes.
Every time something good's happened, 3 bad things have happened to this team, whether it be injury, disorganization, whatever it is, they've just every time. And Kevin, I want to be positive with you about that part.
Yeah.
But the part of being excited about something is like, I hope this game ends before it starts, is what I told Adrian.
Oh, no.
She said, are you going to watch the... And she got home and she goes, are the Cowboys being stupid again? I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, you sound like you expected that. And I was like, I did. I expected them not to be that good today. They're not, they're, the team's just not good enough, man. And that's frustrating because last year it was good enough. It was there and it needed to, it still needed to be better than it was last year. And we were that close and they just fell off a cliff.
Now, I know the other big thing that people are focused about yesterday is the sun. The sun. Now, I know Sean and RJ played some audio about it. I want to actually throw it to cut number 29. I believe I have some different audio breaking down how the media went over it with Jerry.
How far away is the sun?
93 million miles.
Is it?
Yeah. And the diameter of the sun is 870,000 miles, which makes it 109 times wider than the Earth and 333,000 times heavier than the Earth.
Shut up about the sun. Shut up about the sun.
Is that, do you think that's a fair interpretation of how Jerry feels when people ask about the curtains or did they build the stadium the wrong direction or what about the moon and all of that?
Shut up about the sun.
Shut up about the sun. That is, that's what I thought every time.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry responds to it. And I know people are like, hey, why don't you ask more questions about that? I will tell you my list of things that I don't ask anymore because we've asked it numerous times and it gets us nowhere is the sun and firing yourself. We've asked that question time and time and time again.
I'm not going to ask those
and
anymore, man.
It's just like, it's not going to happen. So in Mike's words, deal with it.
Yeah.
And so that I've kind of dropped those whenever people are like, why don't you ask about the sun? I'm like, we've asked about the sun like a million times.
Yeah, we've asked lots of questions a million times that they've given us answers to in whatever way, shape, or form they want to give that answer to. And I'm just like, I can't force them to say the answer I want, which is the reality of this is what's really happening.
I'll ask better questions that Jerry will like. Like, how many panties did you sell on Sunday at the stadium?
Okay. Yeah, they have the Victoria's Secret there in the stadium. So that's what Mike was talking about.
Yeah. That's a great question.
That's an analytic number we need to know is how many panties are being sold on Sundays at Cowboys Stadium.
Before the season, I'm sorry, go ahead if you want.
Yes, I also want to know if you want to hit us up on Twitch or YouTube or if you want to text us, Franklin Frankly, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. Is there any other sun-based audio that you would like to hear today that would make you feel better?
Okay. All right, because I know whenever Jacksonville beat the Cowboys, was it 2 years ago or last year? It was, and Mike came in and he played all the Sunshine songs
That
he could possibly play. But, Kevin, I told you before the season.
Those were the good old days.
That was before Mac Jones was the starter.
That was overtime when Dak threw the ball to the other team and they ran it in for a touchdown.
But before the season, I expressed to you how difficult it was because for every Mike out there, I had no answer. I had no reply.
Yeah.
I couldn't defend this team. There was no way to be like, Mike, you're wrong about this. Mike, because everything he said was, they've lost. They continue to do that. What more can you say? And they didn't do anything in the offseason that we felt made the team better from what they were the year before, where you thought that team was on the rise of something. They felt like maybe it had capped out. And so if you're a listener right now and you're upset about something and you're texting in or you want to call in, you're right. There's no way that the Cowboys can defend themselves on what they're doing. They can just go, you know what? It is broken right now. We got to figure it out. You're right about it. So congratulations.
Yeah, they make you play the rest of the season. like it or not.
So I guess the next question
the Chicago
is,
White Sox. Like they had to play like another 120 games after the season started. At least there's only eight more here. So that's
they
good.
Got eight because Jerry said that. He was like, we have eight more games. I want them to end quickly.
Who would have ever thought they'd be better? They'd be worse than the White Sox.
What do loser fans do?
Stop going to the game.
Sad?
I mean, like, what do they talk about in, Jacksonville? Like, what do they do in that time period? Do they just not pay attention to the teams? I don't know. This is why I'm so frustrated and like all over the place with it, because I don't know what to do exactly. I'm not really used to being on radio for the 5 and 10 teams.
Yeah.
You know, or the 5 and 11 seasons. I'm not used to that. What do they do? Answer the question, Kevin.
I
think you talk more about college football. You talk about the NFL teams who are good. I mean, I'm not saying that's what we should do. I'm just saying in Jacksonville.
And fans, what do they do? About
the NFL, and they're not going to get specific on like, what are we supposed to get specific on the defensive tackles here? We all know they can't play. Osa's pretty good. Everybody else can't play in this league.
You got to wait until year three. That's what the great Tom Landry told me.
Like, there's not really much to break down here. I'll do it in Baseball Nuggets tomorrow, but this is reminding me somewhat of the 2021 Texas Rangers.
Yeah, where you know it's over, but you still got
a
ways to go.
That's an interesting approach.
Now, they won the World Series 2 years later, so all Jerry has to do is go by Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, Jacob DeGrom, Nathan Eovaldi, John Gray, trade for Jordan Montgomery, trade for Max Scherzer.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Develop one of the best rookies in the game.
Are they supposed to do that during spring break?
Oh, dang it. They got so many things going on in spring break. You don't want to give up that family time.
No, you don't want to give that up.
What's your point?
Okay, sorry, Jerry. Jory Epstein had thoughts and quotes from Micah that he's already disputed this morning, by the way. We'll get to that. But coming up next, when the season is over, will Jerry Jones blame most, if not all, this team's struggles on injuries, the sun, the moon, something else entirely? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
Here comes the sun's doodle doodle.
Tolbert in motion to the right. Rush back. Flushed, fumbles. Now the Cowboys are going to recover. Maybe Steele is playing patty cake with it. And now the Eagles got on.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I think we should change the way we do the messaging for this. Don't forget, on Wednesday, we're giving away a pair of Houston Texans tickets. If you want to go see the Houston Texans play the Dallas Cowboys, Texans fans, we're the spot for you.
They got a shot at the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Man, what the hell did they do last night, though?
Yeah, remember.
You get to go see C.J. Stroud in person.
And he's going to be mad because he blew that game.
Yeah, definitely. So that's a reality. Kevin, baseball Jesus on the Twitch.
Mike Reiner?
No. Texted and said, man, Bassick had Buffalo Wild Wings and Fort Worth on tilt on Friday. He said, Kevin probably spent the weekend with Talking Doctor.
I need an emergency session.
or on another cocaine binge.
John, it's Kevin. I know you don't have office hours during the weekend. I really need to talk.
You got
to
hear what Mike did this time. And that, you know what? That's what we spend our time talking about. What did Mike do? Because that was a blast, Mike. I had a lot of fun on Friday, and a lot of the Tolos out of Fort Worth did too, man.
Yeah, no, it was an absolute blast. And guess what? We're going to be back in Fort Worth off of Quebec Street. So, if you could speak French, I feel like this show will be even more welcoming to you on Friday.
It's not Fort Worth. It's Canada.
Yeah, we're not going to Quebec, all right? That's not where we're heading to. It's off Quebec Street.
But don't you still want people who can speak French to come out?
Sure, yes. If you speak French and you want to use your tongue to say words, that's perfectly fine.
All right.
Maybe I drink a funky cold Medina on Friday.
So are we going to have all 80s and 90s based like alcoholic beverage shows?
Is that a
themes?
Drink? Is that a real
I'm
drink?
Looking at it. There are recipes for funky cold Medinas, even though it sounds like a drink that you like. It's not. How do I say this? It's a drink that seems to like get the women like.
Do you want to finish the sentence?
Oh, because.
Hey, happy birthday, Mike. Let's say that instead. In case you missed it, we celebrated Mike's birthday on Friday. Today actually is Mike's actual birthday.
And it's the birthday of veterans.
That's right. It is also Veterans Day. So seriously, thank you very much to my brother-in-law, is a veteran. I just want to appreciate all the people who have sacrificed and given so much of their life to help us out. On a potentially less serious note, I want to go ahead and start figuring this out now. Because at the end of the season, once the season's over, will Jerry blame most, if not all, of the team's struggles on injuries? And if you don't think it's that, I would love to hear like what you think they will pivot to, or if you think there's any chance they'll be like, this is on us. We did a terrible job in the offseason.
100% will not be that.
I do not think so either.
Now, what will he say? I think he'll point to injuries, number one, but I guess really close to it will be, hey, because the coach's contracts are up, he doesn't fire people, remember, that are true coaches. He lets the contract expire. He will not pay a coach not to coach. So I think that he will say, look at what we have now, and the Cowboy fan will have to buy in. Like it, because you got to buy into something. So you got to buy into, hey, it was the injuries and it was Mike McCarthy and Young Shoddy. And I don't know if Zimmer will be back or not. Like, let's just say Zimmer's gone too. I think that gets a little bit dangerous when you keep changing your defensive coordinator year in and year out. But I do think it'll be those two things. It was the injuries and it was the coaching. And look, I can't change the injuries, but they're all going to be healthy. They're all going to be perfect. And I changed the coaching staff. And yeah, no matter, even if you don't like it, I remember Corey, I'm at the time working with Kavanaugh, and they hire Mike McCarthy. Literally 3 days before they hired Mike McCarthy, he said, anybody but Mike McCarthy. Anybody but. 24 hours later, he had to get excited about it.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm like, wait a second. You literally said 3 days ago, anybody but him. But it's like, I have to get excited about it because I'm a Cowboys fan. And I understand. So you could get to the offseason and go, anybody but this guy. But if they hire that guy, you're going to have to get excited about it because you're going to have to find some sort of way to get excited about the 2025 Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, because kind of like Bobby said earlier, there's nothing you can do about it to change it now. So what are the good qualities about it? And then you kind of keep in mind what the potential failures and pitfalls are going to be with that guy. Kevin, your guy, DeMarvion Overshown, just bursitis. It's the inflammation of that little
coughing thing.
It's
bronchitis, I think, is what you're shooting for. Like, yeah.
Inflammation of together. The little sac in your knee.
Okay.
So we're good there. So you can't blame it on that injury.
He said after the game, I'm not going to lie, yesterday's game was a catastrophe on the sports front. But when they go, oh, DeMarvion Overshown's down, I was like, oh, God, no. And then they said, oh, it looks non-contact. I almost wanted to cry.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this season has been so terrible. So one of the few bright spots who already had an injury last year might be down again. So after the game, when he was like, I'll be fine, I'll be out there for the next game, I was like, thank you, sports goodness.
Corey, yeah. I changed the topic a little bit. Do you think that it'll just be Jerry going, look, what were we supposed to do with Dak and Micah a little bit and Dexter Lawrence? I'm pretty sure that's not his name. DeMarcus Lawrence, like, I think that's what he's going to say, and the Cowboy fans are going to buy it.
Can I ask you a question about this question?
Okay.
Do you think this is Jerry Jones saying that to us and to the fans?
To us.
Do you think he's saying that to the staff? Do you think that they're saying that to each other?
Okay. Corey, you might think I'm extremely naive for thinking this. I like to think that behind the scenes, what doesn't get out to us is Jerry and the front office going in front of the team and being like, we dropped the ball. We effed you guys over from day one of the offseason by not preparing at all. That's what I like to think happens. I don't think that will get to us at all, and I don't think they'll say that to us. But I'm just, I guess, hoping that they take some level of accountability behind the scenes. Like, you don't have to blow up your spot in public. I get that. But behind the scenes, they all know. I hope they say something like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You don't even have to go on an apology tour to the fans after the season's over and explain all the things. All you have to do is put in the effort and work to show that you're trying to build the winner.
Yes.
Again. And I guess one of the other problems is fans are smarter than they've ever been.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to go say this. There are some dumb ones, all right? There's lots of dumb people out there, all right? But there are also smarter fans than we've ever seen. Hell, ask every Rangers fan that comes to the Buffalo Wild Wings why they're smarter. Because when Mike Bacsik starts talking baseball, they learn. And we have plenty of people out here that know what they're talking about. And there's plenty of information to look and see and find. It's not the old days where you just have to trust whoever you're next to. And so they're a lot smarter fans. So you don't have to apologize. You just got to do the moves that show that it's going to be a winner. And then people will go, oh, I'm recognizing this. But I do feel like Jerry will probably say, yeah, I mean, that was tough. Multiple times, though, he and Steven have told us that's no excuse after they've mentioned, yes, yeah, it's happened, but that's no excuse. So they've said that already. So I don't feel like they can say that's the excuse at the end of the year. Losing Dak's a terrible thing. You lose your quarterback, the one that you plan on going with for the future and all that, those things. That is definitely a terrible thing.
I agree. I think the same thing I did in 2020, though. I was like, you were bad before that. You know, like, that's the part that I just really want to make sure everybody is clear on. You didn't get bad because Dak got hurt. It sucks that he got hurt. But yes, you didn't get bad because that hurt. You were bad, and then he got hurt. That's the way I felt in 2020. That's the way I feel right now. Although, this is a fair counterpoint from the 806. It's sad seeing y'all so down on the team and talking crap. Jonathan Mingo is about to be unleashed next week and save the season, baby. Woo-hoo!
Fingers crossed.
Assuming that's sarcasm, but if it's not,
what if he doesn't understand the plays this week either?
I don't know what to tell you about why they couldn't figure that out quicker.
I mean, Za'Darius Smith wasn't on the field for the Lions last night, that trade that they just had, and they still barely won, you know?
Man.
Why couldn't Mike Williams?
Yeah.
Mike Williams for Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Well, those teams have winning records, so I feel like they probably get cut a little bit more slack. That they did, and I'm going to look back. Cap. I'm going to look back at that win and be like, how did that happen?
What a glorious time.
Yes,
that was.
Yes, it was. In the meantime.
to go along with that, Kevin, I think there is a myriad of things that are bad this year that Jerry has to recognize. The Sun needs to be one of them. Quite honestly, there is a solution that's capable of being done. I know that's not the right way to say it.
Tear the stadium down and build a new one? That's what he said. That's what he said.
There definitely is a solution. There's a way to fix things, and there's a way to fix this team. It's just going to take a lot of work.
I'm sure this specific follow-up question,
it's probably not going to happen this year,
has been asked. And if Steven says the same thing about how both teams have to deal with this, I will try to ask this follow-up question. Sure, but if you could make the playing experience better for both teams, why would you not do that? I'm not saying it's a competitive advantage or disadvantage. I'm saying every other week it makes you look foolish.
If it's a competitive advantage, then you use it to
yes,
your advantage.
But it's not.
Like, we used the jet stream. We were like, hey, get some lefties in here that can put the ball right there. Use the jet stream. Okay, sounds like a good idea. Hey, don't run routes into the Sun. I mean, like, if that's what you're trying to, you're saying, hey, guys, plan better, be more aware of what's going on, because there's gonna be cold weather too in the future for some team. We got to deal with that. It sounds like Jerry's saying, hey guys, let's not run routes that are gonna put CeeDee Lamb in the end zone with the sun in his eyes, instead of putting some curtains up to make it better for your team. You play more games at this stadium than anybody else, so you're the one that's gonna suffer more often from it.
I go back to this.
You could close the curtains when it's your advantage and open them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, I would actually support that. I don't know what the league would say, but I hope they're okay.
How are they
going to
know?
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't notice it.
That's a great point.
Who's going to tattle?
So I believe it was in the third quarter. The Cowboys got outgained yesterday 116 to 3 yards.
Okay.
We had 3 yards in the third quarter.
Heck yeah, man. You could have less.
That is true.
There are multiple numbers that are less than three.
That is a great point.
Kevin, I don't know where you're going with this, but I want to say this. Last week, I used the wrong phrase by saying that Cooper Rush would be exposed, because I was saying a lot of people are saying he's going to be better than Dak, and that was ridiculous. But I did say if Cooper Rush is better, it's because the team is better. Everybody did their jobs at a better level. And what happened yesterday? Nobody did their jobs at a better level yesterday. And you got the outcome that you got, a backup quarterback with a bunch of guys that didn't do their jobs well.
And it was particularly agitating because for the first half especially, it felt like the defense was like, hey, This is like as pretty much as best as we can do.
There were times that Cooper Rush had time in the pocket, yes, too. There were plenty of times where I was like, holy crap, I haven't seen this kind of blocking in a long time.
Then he was like, let me throw it to Jalen Brooks out of bounds. But this season.
Did he catch it?
No, he did, yeah, but it didn't count.
Let's look at the, yeah. Next time, we did part of it right.
Okay. So the Cowboys at home this season, at home, have been outscored 153-59.
Okay.
That is, and then you're like,
okay. So almost 100 points?
Yes.
Yeah, almost.
In only four games.
Yeah. You could say 100.
But not 100 points.
You haven't been outscored by 100?
That is a point.
A loss is a loss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can lose by 30 or you can lose by 3. It's still a loss.
So don't bring up the fact that I think the Cowboys have the second worst point differential in the NFC.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Hey, Kevin, why do you always have to point out the negative things?
How many
about
wins
this
do the Giants have?
They only have 2.
Uh-huh. How many do the Cowboys have, Corey?
3.
Trace.
Okay. Look on the bright side.
And speaking of the bright side, Kevin, when it comes to windows, my daughter has a pair of glasses that tint whenever she walks outside. Why can't we just put in the tint? Why can't we just make the tint happen?
There's a company that Jerry could hire. Yeah, that they'll pay Jerry to be the Cowboys.
You replace the glass.
Tent people.
You don't need to replace the whole building, just the glass.
And if that doesn't work, I think we do have one more idea if Alec can dial us up for us.
I call this enemy the sun.
This is what we're gonna do.
Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.
There you go!
See,
just block out the sun.
So easy.
We've already come up with several ideas here today.
So the moon's going to be the issue on Monday Night Football?
That's right. That is what I'm anticipating.
Was it 300 where they threw the
thousands of baseball
the sun,
games?
Or is it Hero?
I just love that Jerry brought that up. I've never heard yet in a baseball game like, he lost it in the moon.
Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think our interview with Steven would get past the first question if we said next Monday night, how concerned are you that the moon is really going to mess up the visibility for players? Do you think he would just hang up the phone or be like, I'm sorry, I don't understand
your question.
He might
not call in today. I think there's a small percentage. I think there's a 10% chance Steven's like, I ain't doing it.
That's fair. I don't hate
it. And you know what? I think all of us would be in the
That's
same
fine.
Boat.
That'd be totally
to
fun.
Yeah. What are we supposed to ask? Hey, do you think Zeke did a good job of fumbling?
Look, Cowboys fans out there, we're with you.
I'm really mad, but that was funny.
We're struggling too. But you know what? Just like I said about things that happened last week, trying to find the humor in some stuff and enjoy life because life's long. You want to spend this long time together having fun.
That's the end of it? You had that whole thing and that's how you ended
it? Say life's too short, but life's really long, you know? Enjoy
it. How you look at it.
Yeah, just trying to enjoy it.
Like we're still at Buffalo Wild Wings. Coming up next.
Be there Friday.
Records tied, sideline fights, and an amazing comeback continues as last year's Super Bowl teams both go to the final play. So no, this is not a Cowboys segment. Coming up next on The Fan.
Saber Pepper will snap to Mitch Wishnowsky. Number 4 will try to make it here. Good snap. Jake has it away. Jake has the distance. And Jake Moody is good! Moody!
Wow.
Somehow, someway, the Niners win in Tampa Bay.
Yes, he did, Mike. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This is the first time in NFL history that a kicker had missed 3 field goals in regulation and still kicked the game winner as time expired. The 49ers said they kept confidence in him. Now, I wanted to take a look at the 49ers and the Chiefs yesterday. So Super Bowl teams from last year, and there was fascinating stuff happening with both of them. First of all, the Jake Moody thing that we talked about. Then there's Deebo Samuel, going after the 49ers long snapper and looking like he wanted to put him, wanted to like choke him for just a second.
Yeah, what did he do? He's not punting or kicking.
He just snapped the ball. Maybe the kicker was like terrible snaps.
Yeah.
And Devo and everyone said after the fact, they're like, hey, you get heated during the game. And I understand that. I just thought that that was kind of jarring. And then, so we could talk about any of that, or I also wanted to throw out, about 2 months after he got shot in the chest, Ricky Pearsall scored his first touchdown.
It was a good touchdown,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I still think it's amazing that he's out there playing. In the last few seasons, we've seen multiple times players get shot in the offseason before they even started in the NFL, and then they have come back and made a difference. I think that's freaking amazing. I think Ricky Pearsall is a really cool story out on the field. Obviously, what happened to him was horrible, and I'm not rooting for the 49ers as a whole, but I do find myself rooting for that gentleman to do some cool stuff in the league.
Well, all right, man. That's your thing, I guess. That's how you want to do it. Yes.
Did for not a dude think that got shot. So controversial.
You know what? Yeah, it's not that controversial. Honestly,
I think you should be as proud as the Cowboys if they show up on Monday night. I can't believe they showed up to try to play a football game.
They pretty much got shot.
You should be proud that they all suited out.
I believe they will be at all the games the rest of the way.
I mean, that's what Jerry said. Yeah. They have 8 left.
Yeah.
And he's counting them down.
He said, you know, the worst thing you have to do in the NFL is play football games.
I don't know if that is an exact quote. Not sure about that.
He was talking to Tech Schramm as he bought the team. He said, the worst thing about this is you have to play football games.
Because the rest of it's a show, makes money, yes. It's a party. Yeah. Like there's a lot of good things that go on around it. Yeah, that was an interesting game yesterday for San Francisco too, man.
And a game that they really needed to win. I mean, look, you're pivoting. You can make the same argument with the Bucs, though. The Bucs fall to 4-6. And look, was there a stiff arm of Baker Mayfield in that game that I thought was awesome?
Whoa. He stiff-armed, was it Bosa?
Yes, he did.
For like 5 yards. He had him, he was like, stay away from me and I'm going to complete a pass. That was one of the coolest plays I've ever seen. And you know I'm not I don't love Baker Mayfield.
You do not.
But I love that play.
And
that was awesome.
So the Bucs, they lose. They're 4-6. Things are maybe getting away from them. But the 49ers, on the other hand, we've talked about how tight that NFC West is. This was a game they needed to win.
Was it Bucky Irving that caught that pass or Rashad White?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Baker Mayfield had 116 yards passing yesterday, Kevin, and one of those was that play. That he needs all of them. He needs every play to be almost tackled like that. But yes, on the front of Christian McCaffrey rejoining the Niners, I was kind of interested to see the amount of carries he got, the amount of touches that he got. And he got a lot of passes. That one play, Brock Purdy just threw it straight up in the air, and McCaffrey turned around to find it and made a big catch. It was a 30-yard catch. The 30-yard catch that he made, but he got a lot more touches than I honestly expected, and everybody else got shorted on the rest of them. So Jordan Mason, everybody else shorted on their touches. Christian McCaffrey is going to be back, gentlemen.
And you know how we talk about, like, especially with the Cowboys this year, it feels like they just find ways to lose games.
You talking about the Mavericks?
No, the Mavericks do too, but the Cowboys. But on the flip side, there's the Chiefs, who it wasn't a long field goal. Looks like they had it. The Chiefs saw a flaw throughout the kick blocking that they had seen throughout the game. I think Dan Orlovsky did a really good job of breaking this down. So let's go to cut number 20. This is the Broncos down 16-14, kicking for a chance to beat the first team to beat the Chiefs this year.
Flaboni the snap, Riley the hold, Lux the kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
The Chiefs are victorious 16-14. They're the 32nd team to start in NFL season 9-0. Their plus 58 point differential is by far the lowest in the history of the NFL for any of those teams. But they find a way to win. And that defense, holy cow. The Chiefs have given up 28 points or fewer. And I realize 28 can be on the higher side. in 30 straight games,
wow,
including the playoffs. The only team with the longer streak this millennium, it's the 2000 through 2002 Eagles with 34 straight games. Let's think about that. The head coach then was Andy Reid. The defensive assistant on that team, Steve Spagnuolo. And guess what? They're both on this Chiefs team, obviously, as well as the defensive coordinator and the head coach. It's no wonder that that defense is coming out to play. It is amazing. The way we get frustrated about the Cowboys, the Chiefs find new and amazing ways to win the game. And I bet most of the time they're like, no, we're going to win.
It's gotten boring to them, and they're just like,
we'll figure it out.
Well, hey, man, we'll just fly by the seat of our pants and see what happens. I tweeted yesterday, when is their luck going to run out? But I feel like I have to put the qualifier on of they are prepared, right? They're prepared, yes, for that opportunity.
Absolutely.
And that's what luck is. Bo Nix didn't look bad yesterday, and he looks like he's turning into a pretty good quarterback, by the way.
It's interesting to see Bo Nix started out terrible, has seemed to progress, while Caleb Williams, he really turned it up, and then these last three games has just fallen off a cliff. This also sets up, and I know we'll talk about it more as the week goes along, what feels like early on the game of the NFL season, the Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills. This feels like,
I thought you were going to say Texans and Cowboys, the silver boot.
Hey, you can win tickets to that on Wednesday in the 10 and the noon hour. So I'm sure that game
will be great. I don't know if it's changed, but from last night, Buffalo's favored by 2.5 in that game.
Yes, that
for a team that's undefeated.
That is the spread I see right now.
Is the Chiefs aren't even favored to win that game.
And I'm really excited. I think that should be a heck of a game. Another note about that, Travis Kelce caught a 2-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes on fourth down. That was the 76th touchdown reception of his career. Ties the all-time Chiefs record set by Tony Gonzalez. So one more, and Travis Kelce will surpass Tony Gonzalez for most touchdowns in Chiefs history.
David LaFleur right behind Tony Gonzalez for touchdown catches by a tight end.
Don't, Mike, you're putting out misinformation. I don't want you to.
That's wrong.
Does anybody think that is accurate?
If you hear Mike say something about football today, he's joking, all right?
If it's about the Cowboys.
What about LSU, man? They're Dallas Cowboy-like on Saturday.
Man, they looked awful in that game.
That quarterback, Carter's in there. You don't have to talk about this till tomorrow. He ain't a prospect.
It's interesting because
before this game, he had been moving up a lot of people's
boards.
I've
watched him play two games, and this isn't fair. I've watched him play against Alabama and A&M. I don't want to. Sixth, seventh round, sure.
I asked multiple people the exact same question and almost got the exact same answer from every one of them. And I asked you, where is he on people's boards? And it's interesting because a lot of people, he could be a first round pick, but then he makes some decisions.
I said he's been moving up people's draft boards, but he makes decisions at times. And you're like,
why'd you do that?
Yeah. Why did you do that? We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, but also the Stars lose as Winnipeg makes history. Next on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.